We were talking about what's going on in our city at the moment, and yesterday, really sad scenes, you know, the lines, the queues outside Centrelink all over Victoria and obviously the country even. Just we could never have thought like a month ago we'd all be in this situation where people are losing jobs, people are taking pay cuts, people are wondering what the next month, you know, holds, like wondering if you can pay a bill, if you can pay the rent, the sleepless nights that must be going on around our city at the moment. And we've asked if you were in Centrelink queues yesterday or you've had any experience, because we know they had to put on 5,000 new staff just to cater for everybody. Give us a call, 13 10 60. And we've got Siobhan from Officer. Hi, Siobhan.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, Siobhan. And now, are you a call centre worker at Centrelink or not?
Yeah. So I work in the call centre.
Oh, you do? How was that for you?
So we were inundated with calls yesterday, as you could expect. Our call queue was a lot higher than average. Normally we have about 100, 150 people in our queue. And we had over 6,000 people in our queue yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Now, what were they ringing? Were they ringing for the cash payment or were they ringing for jobs?
Some people were ringing to help with motels, help to set up, just general inquiries, how to help start a claim if they've never made a claim before, just helping them through those basic things, to obviously help people get onto a payment if we, you know.
Because you need a special... Because you need a special number if you haven't claimed before, don't you?
Yeah. See, I believe now they're trying to look at either getting it through through the Centrelink office, or they're trying to do it over the phone. But we're training in new things every day as we speak, trying to meet the demand as well.
See, the thing too is, Siobhan, I mean, a lot of people have never been in this situation before and honestly don't know what to do. And part of you being in self-isolation, not leaving the home, you almost want to reach out. So I'm not surprised that people are just probably ringing to go, what on earth do I do? This is, really tough. And, you know, good luck, Siobhan. I imagine you'll be busy on the phones today again.
Yeah, and of course, Fief, if the call centre is busy, they say go to the website. But, of course, the website crashed yesterday, which put even more pressure on them.
Brad in Bond Beach. Hi, Brad.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, okay, Brad. But how are you going? Yeah, you were in the line, the queues yesterday at Centrelink.
Yeah, we had to wait from 8 o'clock in the morning until at least 12 because of how many people were there. And it was pretty hectic because a lot of the stuff went down, like all the computers, because how many people were applying to get like on Centrelink. And it was more for my mum and stepdad because they work at the RSL and all those things have all shut down now.
Oh, of course. Oh, Brad. So is it your personal situation too, Brad?
Yeah, so I work at schools and we have to shut down from Friday.
Oh.
So it's like, so it's pretty hard on everyone with money.
Now, Brad, when you're standing in line, like I've seen a lot of pictures and this self-isolating wasn't seen to be happening when all you guys were in the queue. Was anyone worried about that at all?
Not really. They were like literally all bunched up. Like it would be like just just a normal day. It was I reckon there would have been over 1,000 at Moorabbin yesterday.
Wow.
Jeez. And that's tough to have to say, guys, you know, please space out for your own health and safety. Because
they did
people...
on the news bar, and they had a person who worked at Centrelink walking past everyone with a stick saying, you need a spread.
Yeah.
That was her job to do that.
All right. Well, Brad, thank you for your call, mate. And of course, look, people are going to have issues. They're going to have, they're going to need support. 13 11 14 is a great resource, which is Lifeline. There are other resources, and we'll get all of those to you. 7:29 here at the Fox with Fifi, Feb, and Byron.